This is your Nishna Valley with LaVon Eblen.
And Stacey Linfer.
And lots of things going on, Stacey.
Yes, there is.
Because it's spring, it's summer, almost officially summer coming up this weekend. This weekend that we're going to be talking about. And so there's some special celebrations for that. But it seems like families, there are just so many organizations and families that want to do things at this time of year.
Yeah, well, it's finally, hopefully, you know, the weather cooperates. Nice enough out. You can get out and enjoy the weather and do those things and barbecue and, you know, all sorts of stuff. Better than the wintertime when you're just stuck in the house eating soup and, you know.
Yeah. Then there's lots of church suppers and so on to go to. But it's like from home to the wherever you're going.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Stuff.
So we have lots of outdoor things going on. And as we go through what's going on here, we'll jump in and add some extra things. I hope that people heard Gene Larson talking about the Walnut Antique Show, which is going on, finishing up actually on Sunday. He says Sunday's a good day to go to Walnut.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he wanted to play on this, but I've heard that if you want really good bargains, you go on Sunday because some of them don't want to take some of that stuff home.
Oh, yeah.
However,
it's picked over.
You might not get something you want. I don't know. There's so much stuff. I don't know. There's still lots of stuff.
Yeah.
But it really depends on the bottom line. Sometimes they've paid a certain amount for it, and they're probably not going to sell it for less.
Well, yeah. And I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to make at least a little profit.
I would think so. You know, they've spent their time and their energy getting there. And so, you can, part of the fun for some people is that kind of wheeling and dealing. And some way we could do that's just part of the whole atmosphere. But I think you shouldn't expect to get something for nothing.
Right. It's gonna be good stuff there, so it's not like gonna get taken or anything.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think they really kind of work with the vendors of the dealers and make sure that they are on the up and up. And and then if you're hungry, there's all kinds of things to eat.
Oh, that's good. You know, you got to be walking. You know, walking around, you get tired and hungry, so have lots of food there available for you.
So there's some other things that we're going to talk more about, but let's start down the list, Stacey.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, coming up, let's see. We have a raffle for Relay for Life that's going on now, and that's up until the actual Relay for Life, which is on June 21st. You can get tickets now. They're $5 for each ticket, or you can get five of them for $20, and you get your chance to win a cooler with stand, a picnic basket with dishes, a picnic blanket, a $25 gift card for Fairway, and a $25 gift card for Hy-Vee. All you need to do is call the Zion Lutheran Church office or 243-2084 for tickets, and then all proceeds from that go to the Zion Lutheran Church Relay for Life team, and they'll draw that at the Relay for Life on June 21st, and you don't need to be present to win. So you can call the Zion Lutheran Church office or 243-2084 for your tickets. The National Guard, they're coming to the Atlantic YMCA. It's for a free event. It's on June 19th from 2 to 4. They're going to have a rock wall to climb and a gladiator obstacle course. And this event is for kids 3rd grade and up. And all participants are required to have a release signed by a parent or adult guardian to climb the wall. You also must be registered by June 18th at the YMCA. Again, that's the National Guard coming to the YMCA on June 19th from 2 to 4. The Exira Library, they're having Digging for Dinosaurs. It's on June 19th at 5:30. They're going to have several fun learning activities about dinosaurs provided by the Grout Museum. They also have hot dogs and chips and drinks provided, so you can bring the whole family for an evening of fun. That's Digging for Dinosaurs at the Exira Library on June 19th at 5:30. Also coming up, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce says it's their 3rd Thursday Summer Concert Series. That's on June 20th from 6 to 8 at the Atlantic City Park. Performing on June 20th will be Praise Band. It's a Christian contemporary group. There's also Produce in the Park, and in case it rains, it'll be at the Elks Lodge. For more information, you can call the chamber. And I think you have some more information.
For a couple of years, I've been doing the Music in the Park, the 3rd Thursday concerts, and last year started to add some produce in the park, asking some folks who have good veggies and fruits to sell to come on in. Well, this year it's going to be even more. For one thing, there will be somebody each night, each of those 3 nights, the 3rd Thursdays, June, July, and August, cooking so you can get your supper there.
Oh.
Like CJ's Barbecue is the first one in June. And in addition to that, Our Daily Bread is going to be there, so you can take something home. And in addition to that, there's going to be kids' things, face painting, and some other things. And some other vendors, some maybe some crafts, some jewelry, some popcorn. I think John McCurdy's going to be there. I'm guessing he's not going to have pumpkins yet. But
not yet.
Not yet. So there's just a whole variety of kinds of things. I know I haven't mentioned all of them. But each of those nights, there will be all of that happening. So you got to get
that's
your calendar, Stacey.
Definitely.
And, yeah.
I think Wyatt would like some of that stuff. Yeah, yeah, it'll be
fun.
And
I should mention that the vendors are going to be there 5 to 7, so you can come right after work or whatever. The music doesn't start till 6, so music 6 to 8. The other kinds of things, 5 to 7.
5 to 7, okay.
Yep. Yep.
Good deal. Well, this is something you'll know about, the Hop on the Bus. Do you want to go ahead and talk about that? Or?
Okay. It's a little late to be planning to do that. But yes, because we have a full bus, 57 passenger bus.
Oh, great.
And it's full.
Oh.
I can't believe it's absolutely full. And we're going to be going to the Lavender Farm. This is sponsored by the Master Gardeners, but friends can come. It's not just for Master Gardeners. Some people have been wanting to go to the Lavender Farm over by Missouri Valley for a long time. So I think that was something that people really, you know, were looking forward to. Then we're going to the Aronia Berry Farm, Sawmill Hollow. And for some of you, you know that they just planted an Aronia Berry plant in the park. So if you want to know what an Aronia Berry plant looks like, it's there by kind of by the statue. You can, Aronia Berries are really interesting. I say, I'm not a beer fan, but I think they taste like bad beer. They're really like,
oh, really?
Whoa, you know. But when they start making them into wine and
barbecue, then they're
sauce,
a little better.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's going to be a full day over in that area, the Les Hills area. And we do one of those every year. So if you think, oh, I missed it, well, it'll come around next year. A different place.
Right.
Yeah. But you want to check out what Master Gardeners are doing. So, yeah, we want to thank you for getting that news out.
Yeah.
Because I think that helped fill up the
well, good.
Bus. And, of course, that's Thursday the 20th. We leave early in the morning and we'll be back for produce in the park.
Oh, just in time then. That works out pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, also Relay for Life, that's coming up. We got a few things to talk about for that. The Cass County Relay for Life, that's on June 21st. It's at the Atlantic High School track, and that starts at 6 p.m. If you'd like more information or to donate, you can contact Carol Schuler. It's 243-7545. Along with that is the Cass County Relay for Life tractor ride. The driver's meeting is at 8 a.m. on June 21st, and that will be at the Cass County Fairgrounds. They're just asking for a $25 donation for the ride and a T-shirt. The first 50 registered with a $25 relay donation will get the T-shirt. You can register for one of four ways by getting a form. You can email Barb Beyer at bbeyer@netins.net, or you can call Barb at 778-4452 and leave a message, or you can register the morning of the ride. The riders do need to provide your name, address, phone number, T-shirt size, and donation amount. And the ride will go from Atlantic through Wyota and Anita. Then you'll stop at Lake Anita, go south on 148 to Messina for a catered lunch at your expense at A&M Green Power. Then you'll go west to Schuler Manufacturing for a tour, and then back to Atlantic and Hy-Vee for root beer floats.
Those tractor rides have just gotten
bigger
all
and
over.
Bigger.
They're
yeah,
they go on all summer. Well, they start early when it's still kind of cold. They go into the fall and almost the winter. It's just that's another growing kind of interest. It's fascinating to me. I don't think I want to go on one. They're too slow for me.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to have patience, I think,
for that. But enjoy the scenery there.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good way to see some areas you might not normally see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Also with Relay for Life is a motorcyclist. You can join the Windbags, their Relay for Life motorcycle team. That's on Friday, June 21st at 11:30 a.m. That'll start at the Atlantic City Park. What it is, it's a 100-mile run, and they're just asking $20 per bike or vehicle. They'll also have some Maid Rites and salad and Marnie for $5. And their stops include Marnie, Shelby, Oakland, and then they'll regroup by 4:30 in Griswold for prizes. And then you'll ride to the Atlantic High School to crash the party and present our donations to the Relay for Life. It's one night up to four person stay at Super 8 choice of four places. They're raffling off, and also a $100 gift certificate at Carroll Cycles Center in Carroll. So if you'd like to be a part of that and help them ride for the cause, you can call 243-6350. Again, that's on June 21st. It starts at 11:30 a.m. at the Atlantic City Park.
the Relay for Life is another family opportunity because there's all kinds of things going on, entertainment.
Yeah, all the different teams have little games sometimes set up. And
food.
And food,
you can
yeah.
go for supper. Uh-huh. And there's kids' activities, the Smart Shop, where you can get some education as well as they got something new going on this year. I'm not quite sure. I think it's called Colors of Cancer. We're going to find out more about that. But anyhow, there are the things that maybe you always look forward to, the Survivor's Walk, the Luminaries, but there's always some new things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, the Luminary Walk is really pretty to see at night. It is.
Yeah. And I just want to add, because I just talked to Denise Coder about that, that if you'd like to get a luminary, get it, and your family can decorate it
in
honor of that person.
Oh,
so,
that's
so it really
nice.
Becomes a much more personal.
Yeah, that's nice. That's cool. Let's see here. What else do we have? Oh, the Lewis Day Festival. That's on a Saturday, June 22nd. They've got lots of stuff going on, too. They have a sunrise off-road race. Starts at 8 a.m. at Cold Springs Park. They'll have bake sale and coffee at 8 at the Lewis Library. There's crafters and vendors throughout the day from like 9 to 3, and that's at the community center. And then the kitty parade, that's on Main Street at 10:30. And then the big parade will be at 10:30. That starts at the school and ends at Main Street. Let's see, second annual riding of the world's largest bike. At lunch in the park at 11:30 for a frugal donation. They'll have a show and shine at noon. They'll have kids' activities also at noon. That includes some tractor pulls, pony rides, barrel train rides, face painting, sidewalk art show, rock'em sock'em robots, penny toss. There's also a horseshoe tournament that's at 1. Kids' water fights are also at 1. They have Pirates of Tortuga. I hear that's pretty funny thing to see. That's at 4. And smoked meat supper after the pirate show at the community building. They also have the presentation of the smoked meat contest winners. And they have the winners of the raffle drawing announced at 6:30. And there's free live music with the Lariats. That's from 7 to 10 p.m. at Ryrick's Welding. And then, of course, they'll have fireworks at dark at the school. So lots and lots of things to do. Something for everybody there at the Lewis Day Festivals. That's on June 22nd. Oak Strollers Nature Club for Families Campout. That's at Cold Springs Park on June 22nd at 3 p.m. It's at the East Loop Campground. It's $20 per family. All ages are welcome. They'll have food and camping fee provided. Here you'll learn about camping and nature safely. You're not required to camp overnight, so if you don't want to do that, that's fine. But they'd like you to participate in the activities like fishing, and that's provided. The event will be canceled if there is inclement weather, and you can call or email Laura Canning if you'd like to be a part of that. That's on June 22nd at 3 p.m. Also here in Atlantic, a card party will be held on June 22nd at 411 Walnut Street. That's at the Senior Citizen Center. There's a potluck at noon, and they'll have cards after, and everyone is welcome to attend. And here's another Cass County Master Gardeners. It's the Tour of Fairy Gardens. Do you want to go ahead and
I'll wait till we come back from the break.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
But
we'll finish up with some other things that are going on, and then, hey, I want to talk about fairy gardens.
All right.
So, do you have some more things you'll
do? I do.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
There's the Aviation Youth Rally. It's the Experimental Aircraft Association, Chapter 135. It's on June 29th. It's from 8:30 to noon. It's at the Atlantic Municipal Airport, and it's for kids ages 10 through 15. It's an educational and fun workshop to expose them to the exciting field of aviation. They'll have sessions given on careers in aviation, airplanes and aerodynamics, airports and navigation. Weather permitting, each child will also receive a FAA Young Eagle Program orientation flight at no cost. A pizza luncheon follows the workshop, and each child will receive a free t-shirt. The event is free, but you do need to pre-register in order to attend, and you need to contact Brenda Nelson at 744-5499 to request an application. That's the Aviation Youth Rally on June 29th, and that starts at 8:30. A Ride for a Cure, that's on June 29th, and you can register for this at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Hy-Vee, and pre-registration is already going on now at the Hy-Vee customer service. You can join them for a motorcycle ride throughout Southwest Iowa to raise funds to find a cure for diabetes. You'll leave the parking lot at noon and then return by 5, and there'll be a prize drawing at 5:30. It's a 121-mile route. The route includes Hy-Vee to Lewis Lake, then to Griswold City Park, then to Viking Lake, Lake Icaria, Lake Anita, and then back to Hy-Vee. Price tickets along the route, you can get those for $1 each. And if it does rain, they have a date set up July 13th for that. So again, that's Ride for a Cure on June 29th, and you can register at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Hy-Vee. And then over in Messina, the Volunteer Fire Department's annual street dance will be held on June 29th. They're featuring the band 3D In Your Face. Advance tickets are $7 and $10 at the door, and gates open at 6, and the dance is from 9 to 1. CAM's FFA chapter will have a food stand, and all donations are appreciated, and proceeds go towards Jaws of Life project for them. So that's the Messina Volunteer Fire Department's annual street dance, and that's on June 29th. And that's with 3D In Your Face. And I must say, I've seen them a few times. And when I lived in Omaha, I'd go to a bar just to watch them. It's an 80s kind of cover band, and their outfits are pretty hilarious. And that's a good band to see. Mm. So I have to try and catch that.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, if people say they're bored, I'm going, they must be living in
right.
a cave somewhere, because there's so many
so much going,
on. Yes, and interesting and unique things. Some things are very traditional. I want to mention a couple of breakfasts here that I'm thinking are probably traditional, but some of them are quite new mm-hmm. and different and so on. So earlier I was talking about food. Well, the Elliott Fireman's annual Father's Day breakfast is Sunday, June 16th, starting at 7:30 a.m. You can get your morning started early at 7:30 with your pancakes and sausage, eggs, and juice, and it's for a free will offering. That's the Elliott Fireman's annual Father's Day breakfast at the Elliott Community Building. And maybe you want to eat breakfast twice, or if you want to go the
yeah.
other direction, Kimbleton Fire Department is having a Father's Day breakfast again on Sunday, starting at 7 a.m. to noon, and that also is a free will donation at the door. It's being held at the Kimbleton Fire Hall, so you can go there for breakfast, serving sausage, ham, eggs, biscuits and gravy, milk, orange juice, and coffee. And they say specifically that the proceeds go to the purchase of equipment for the new truck. I know that firemen, fire stations always need new equipment and
yeah.
updating. So that's a good way to have something to eat and support your local fire department.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break, Stacy, and then we'll come back with a few more events. We'll have birthdays, anniversary, and we're going to talk about fairy gardens.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
And we're back with a few more events going on, birthdays, anniversaries,
mm-hmm.
and it's nice. There's always, it seems like, a lot of birthdays, which is great. But anyhow, some things coming up here. June 17th to 20th is the CAM basketball camp, 10 to 11:30 a.m. on June 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th at the CAM High School. Cost is $40, and you need to send your registration and payment to Coach Fogelman in Anita, but walk-ins are welcome. That's the 17th through the 20th. And if you want to stay active, there's swim lessons June 17th to the 28th. Swimming lessons will be held at the Guthrie Center Pool for students from Adair Casey, and lessons will be held 9 to 10 a.m. Swimmers are to meet at the Boys and Girls Club in Adair at 8:25 or at the Casey Community Building at 8:40 for a ride to Guthrie Center. And the swimmers will return back to Casey before noon, 11:20 in Casey and 11:35 in Adair. So that's swimming lessons in the Adair-Casey area. And United Methodist Church in Griswold and the Faith Lutheran Church working together for Vacation Bible School. That's happening June 24th through the 27th. 6 to 8 p.m., and they've divided up. The kindergarten first graders go to the United Methodist Church, And the second to fifth graders go to the Faith Lutheran Church. So the churches are working together for the Vacation Bible School, June 24th through 27. And we're still talking about kids. Lollipop Preschool will be having registration at the CAM North Elementary in Oneida on Monday, coming right up, Monday, June 17th from 9 to 10 a.m. and again 5 to 7 p.m. for the new CAM North program. So parents will be able to register children that are 3 years old by September 15th. And so if you have somebody in that age area, you maybe want to get on that list. If you have questions, call Tricia McCunn for more information. And looking ahead, here's this is, well, one of these isn't so far away. Deadline for applications, June 21st, for the Soldiers Reunion Queen Contest. And I'm sure, well, no, you won't be talking about that again. June 21st. It's going to be here next week before you get to talk again.
Jeez, this month's almost half over already.
Yes, absolutely. So if you have somebody who's interested in that opportunity, Petals and Pages in Griswold is where to get the information. Deadline application is June 21st. A little further down the road is the Adair County Fair Queen. Contestants being sought. That deadline is July 1st. So I know you'll be talking about that again.
Yeah.
And I'll just mention July 6th is mud races, and I know you'll be talking about that again.
Yes.
So we better do birthdays and anniversaries here.
Okay. Let's see here.
I'll do an anniversary.
Okay.
Okay. There's several on here. James and Sandra Plowman were married April 6, 1963. These were all in 19—Lloyd and Carol McCune were married June 16, 1963. And Ken and Pat Kirkpatrick were married June 16, 1973. So they don't have quite as many years. But there's an open house being held this Sunday, June 16th, from 2 to 4, to celebrate all of these anniversaries. What a great idea when they're— I'm guessing they're friends and they're all getting together to celebrate their anniversaries. So get on over to the United Methodist Church in Casey to celebrate the anniversaries for the Plowmans, McEwens, and Kirkpatricks.
Very nice. Okay, we'd like to wish a happy 90th birthday to Elaine Gettler, celebrating her birthday on Sunday, June 16th. If you'd like to send her a card to wish her a happy birthday, it's P.O. Box 34 in Adair, 50002. They're going to have an open house from 1 to 4 at her house to say happy birthday. Her actual birthday is on June 19th, but they're celebrating it on June 16th. You can send her a card to P.O. Box 34 in Adair, 50002, or stop in at her home from 1 to 4 to wish her a happy birthday. The family of Phyllis Rush, they're having a card shower for her 80th birthday. It's on June 19th, and you can send a happy birthday greeting to Phyllis at 49 Maple Street in Griswold, 51535. So happy 80th birthday to Phyllis Rush, celebrating her 80th birthday. You can send her a card to 49 Maple Street in Griswold, 51535. A 90th birthday open house will be held on June 23rd. It's for Lester and Nova Layton. It's from 2 to 4, and you can join them on their very special day. It'll be held at the Bryce Layton residence, which is 49585 Hackberry Road in Griswold. So happy 90th birthday. It's open house on Sunday, June 23rd from 2 to 5 for Lester and Nova Layton, and that's at Bryce Layton's residence, 49585 Hackberry Road in Griswold. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Maynard Nielsen, celebrating his birthday on June 16th, also to Donald Stormer on June 18th, and happy birthday to Max Town on June 19th. At the Exira Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Ruth Peppers. She'll be celebrating her birthday on June 17th. At the Friendship Home in Audubon, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Margaret Law, celebrating her birthday on the 17th. So happy birthday to everybody there, and hope you have a good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are all important birthdays. Well, every
birthday,
yeah. It doesn't matter whether you're 1 or 91. They're all important, but it's really nice that we can say happy birthday to these folks.
Yeah. Yes.
So, Fairy Gardens.
Yes.
Have you heard about Fairy Gardens?
I haven't. I feel like it's a new trend starting to kind of happen, though.
Absolutely. And for some people, it's gone crazy.
Oh, really?
And other people you mentioned, it's just like this blank look. So I think the gardeners are the ones who are more into it. And yeah. I know your mom is one of them.
I'm not surprised.
Yes, that's right.
I'll have to check it out on over the weekend.
Yes. So everybody can check it out on June 23rd. That's just a week away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the past, there have been various garden walks, garden tours. Well, this is a garden tour, but it's fairy gardens, mm-hmm. and they're all in one kind of one place. You don't have to drive around. You can
Very
just
nice.
Walk. Yeah, walk from one little fairy garden to the next fairy garden that's happening out at the community center. And in the garden that's there, they'll be spread out through the garden. And you get tea and lemonade and homemade cookies to go with that. And there'll be some little girl fairies there.
Oh, cute.
I'll keep this in mind, Stacey. You have this little girl that you need to be thinking about. And I think it is more a girl thing than a guy thing. But a lot of people, if you think back, a lot of girls, I'm thinking again, not mm-hmm. guy things, had dollhouses.
Yeah.
And you had the little house and you had the little
furniture
that all went with it. And you probably made up stories and you know, all that kind of thing. Well, that's sort of like fairy gardens, only it's in garden. You have some green things along with all the little fairies and the little furniture. There's little outdoor tables and chairs. And I mean, it just goes on and on. So you can come and see those and just enjoy. Mm-hmm. I've been told that people who have granddaughters, their granddaughters just go nuts over this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to have a grandma, granddaughter kind of thing, this would be a good thing to do. Also, and I know your mom is either has done this or is helping to do this, they're doing this at some of the libraries. You know, the Griswold has finished theirs, mm-hmm. and the master gardeners who helped with it said, the kids just had the greatest time putting all of this together. And you can you need some kind of container, mm-hmm. which can either be outdoors or it can be indoors. You can come up with, you know, those things that might ordinarily be a flower container. One of mine is in an old dish pan. And then there are the people like Larry Bowman who carves out logs and puts them in the logs. And Larry's, I think, is going to be there, so you can see some of his work. And I know that they say their grandchildren love to come and walk through their garden where they have the fairy gardens. So I think, I haven't read why this is so popular, Stacey.
Yeah.
It's, as you say, it's a trend, and some people have just gone nuts over it. Of course, Kathy Booth and Saren Robinson, the ones who are heading up this particular program, and they did a program at Master Gardeners Garden Seminar. They're two of the nutty people. But we're joining them. And I think it's this imagination, creativity. Mm-hmm. If you think back to maybe some children's stories that you read and where you had to use your imagination about how things happened, how you put things together, you know, how you came up with the story or the little chair or the whatever, mm-hmm. how you papered your dollhouse. I mean, it's an imagination kind of thing. So I think that part of it's really good. And I think maybe that's one of the ways that's motivating people to do this. And yet you can do it in a small way. You don't need to have this
a huge amount of space
right. You can garden right there in your little container. And of course then it takes special plants. You gotta have little plants,
little tiny ones,
and then you kind of gotta watch and see that they don't overgrow. And there's little lights. I mean, it's it's unbelievable. Well, of course the people who produce this said, hey, look, they know where the trends are going and what can we do? Mm-hmm. There's little houses. There's unbelievable.
Hmm.
So even if you just go, I can't believe this is happening. What is this? You may want to come to see it for that reason.
Yeah.
And if you think you'd like to do one, you'll get lots of great ideas. You could bring your camera and take some pictures and learn. And the people who've made fairy gardens, a lot of them will be there, mm-hmm. so you can ask questions and so on. So that's all happening Sunday, the 23rd, at the Community Center in Atlantic. And come on over. There is a fee, $5 for adults, $3 for kids, 12 and younger. But like I say, they'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody will have a good time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's something different. And as you say, it's kind of a growing kind of thing. So it's June. It's halfway through June.
Can't believe it. I just feel like it was just turning, you know, it was just beginning June.
Just March.
Yeah, yeah. And now here we are, almost end of June. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, somebody I was talking to the other day said, oh, I have to do something in September, but that's a long ways away. And I go, no, I think that's tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll seem like it's tomorrow, definitely.
Oh, yes. Time passes. And you're kind of wishing September would maybe hurry up and get
yeah.
here.
You know, yeah. if it's not too hot, you won't find me upset. Meaning that my latest part of my pregnancy is, you know, all through summer. So
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a warm one, I think.
It will be.
It's okay.
Yeah. You'll get through
I'll survive.
It. I know you will.
Yeah.
So we want to thank everybody for listening mm-hmm. today. If you have information to share with us, please do that. And this has been your Nishna Valley with
Stacey Linfer
and LaVon Eblen.